Nate, I'm feeling very weird. I just feel like I don't have a sense of my own identity anymore. Life has been very strange. I've been very fluid, but it's not necessarily a good thing. I haven't been reactive. I've just been in my own world. A lot of avoidance when it comes to other people and, were some opportunities that I know might help me garner some money, but at the same time will have a very negative emotional effect on me. So I've been avoiding all that, and I've been much more streamlined and then fluid within the own world that I created for myself, my own boundaries. It's very hard to explain. I'm in my room right now in Amman. It's really windy outside. There's a lot of cold air coming inside, and it's really cozy. I just opened the window a bit more, and the light that is coming inside my room from outside is amazing. It's like a picture. It's artistic. It feels really nice. I've just been thinking about my life a lot today, whether I'm satisfied. And yes, I am satisfied. I'm very satisfied with my life. Sure, there are some extreme ups and downs, and it's not really balanced because of my personality, what I try to do. But still, I think I have a very, very nice life. I'm very satisfied with my life. Alhamdulillah, I think it's amazing. I have a great family, a great mom, a great father. I have a really, really amazing grandma. My life is really cozy. I have someone to take care of me. I'm living in my parents' house, and it's really nice. There's a maid, there's someone, there's a housekeeper, if that's what you call him. And like, I'm living a life of comfort, and I'm really privileged to have that cushion, no matter what. And I want my children to have the same. I want them to have that sense of comfort, of natural comfort. I don't want them to ever have to worry in their life. I want them to have the cushion that I'm referring to. I want that cushion for them. It's really nice. I'm just looking outside the window right now. I love how the trees dance when it's windy and it's not too cloudy. Just really cozy. You can see them dance around. You can see the shadows. It's like they're communicating. So much has happened, but as per usual, I'm not able to give the update because I haven't been journaling. I haven't been maintaining my thoughts. So I do forget what happens to me after the fact. I can't think back to it accurately or with exactness. It's probably a lot of confabulation. But yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very satisfied. Obviously, I do get lonely, and I do want to venture out, but in general, I'm satisfied with my life. It's quite peaceful now. This is how I like it. The energy is contained. The energy is sensical. It makes sense for me. It's not too much. It's not low energy, and it's not extreme energy. It's not too loud. And I'm really proud of myself for having taken the decision to come back to spend time with my family and to value this over what I could have had money-wise and independence-wise. I'm very proud of myself for making that sacrifice. Life is all about sacrifice. And I'm very proud of myself for coming back here, spending time with my grandma and, my mom and dad. I'm very proud of myself. Because I feel like this life is, like this phase of my life is nearing an end. And it's like I'm saying goodbye to it. I want to bid it farewell. Because it was like the phase that I'm talking about traces back to childhood. That's when it starts. I'm thinking of a wider phase of my life right now. The phase where my parents are like they are now, still like this. Still haven't really aged, still excited, ambitious. And the family unit is still small. We have Mila now, who I love. She's adorable, Yusuf's daughter. And we have Tala's son coming on the way. But it's going to change forever. I mean, it's near the end. It's going to creep up on me. I'm going to be like, oh my God, that phase is now gone. The phase I'm living now, I'm living the end of it. So I'm really proud of myself for making sure I come back to witness the end. Because I guess what I'm trying to say is if I was in the US and I never came back and the phase ended, then it would have ended there. Like a lot of my life, like a lot of what my parents are and how they're like, I wouldn't have gotten to see. Because their life would have moved on over here. I would have been in America. My life would have moved on. I wouldn't have had the chance to witness the end or to bid this phase farewell with them. It's a very abstract thought that I have. It doesn't really make a lot of sense when I try to put it into words. But I'm very happy to be here. I'm in peace. I just know with very confident certainty that it's coming to an end soon, which is saddening. It's bittersweet. I'm excited for the next phase of my life, but I don't want to say goodbye to this phase. I don't want it to be gone. I don't want all of it to be gone. There are people, things in this phase of my life that I wish that I can keep forever. I can immortalize, but I can't, I mean, already my grandma from my dad's side passed away, and so I'm not taking her with me to the next phase, and it's really saddening. She was a constant in my life. So a lot of major extreme changes happening between the phase I'm going through right now and the next phase in my life. And as this phase gets distanced, also the world is very shaky right now. The macro is not looking too good. Raging inflation everywhere. The war in Ukraine. You can just feel how sensitive the political environment is getting, both in the US and in Europe especially. And honestly, it's really dangerous because that's where the majority of the world powers are with destructive weapons and capabilities. So it's scary, it's very sensitive. A lot of things have happened. COVID, we're getting out of a pandemic. It seems like we're getting out of it now. And then there's the war with Ukraine, or the war in Ukraine. And then there is inflation and a very sensitive economy. I don't know, maybe the Fed will instigate a recession to get out of this environment, this very sensitive economic environment with high inflation. They're gonna have to do something. And it's a paradox, but maybe they'll go after, I don't know, maybe they'll instigate a recession. Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye for now. I hope to start doing voice memos again more frequently.